Hi,
it's Paige
and Maddie,
and we are
the Factonauts. Today we have a special guest, Chloe.
Hello.
And she is here to talk about Apple Watches.
Again.
And so you've saved up for an Apple Watch for quite a long time, haven't you?
Yep, 3 years in the making.
Oh, wow.
And then last Tuesday for my birthday, I got one. Well, I bought it, yep. Birthday present for myself.
So,
because my parents bought me a phone and my phone was too old.
Uh-huh.
So I got a new phone.
How long have you had the money to save up for it?
A couple of months now. Okay. But so then I've been saving up for a couple of years.
So you've just been waiting for the phone to get the watch. Yeah. You really like Apple products, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I love them.
Do you have good knowledge of what they are?
Yeah, pretty well. I can tell the difference, have the specs of the cameras and screen and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just the simple things, not the internal things. I'm not that smart, but yeah.
Have you been told that you have good knowledge of them?
Yeah.
Before?
Yeah. A lot of people. Yeah. I have. Yeah. I applied for a job in the Apple Store once, but they never got back to me, so I might reply again. Yeah.
Just wait in. So, why did you get an Apple Watch?
See, that's a question I always ask myself, and I never know the answer to it, because I don't know what intrigues me. Mm-hmm. I just love them,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, maybe the looks, I know. I actually have no idea what really intrigues me about them.
Mm-hmm. So, Paige is here.
Hi, everybody.
She's stolen my Apple Watch.
She's working out what it does.
Yes.
Going into all the games, playing all that.
Yes.
Some of them don't work because my phone's connected, but
yeah. Is there a particular feature about the Apple Watch that you like the most?
Not really. I kind of really like having Shazam on there.
What game do you like the most, Chloe? And where's the truth or dare, Chloe?
Truth or dare's down at the bottom, just there.
Ah, okay.
And then cool. You can also choose if all the answers.
Okay, cool. So,
so, is there a particular feature you like most?
No, I kind of just like the Shazam on it.
What's that?
It's an app to so you hold it up to speakers if there's a song. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Paige is playing Truth or Dare with her cell phone, which I feel like Truth or Dare is also really handy on there. Sending messages and phone calls.
Do you have to be near your phone to do that?
Yes, but if you've got the cellular version, you don't.
And the cellular version has a SIM card in it?
It kind of. What does it say?
Now, I've got a dare for all of you. Now you guys have to sing the chorus of your favourite song.
Oh, I love that song.
Gee, great. Yeah. I don't know. I just love looking at my watch.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of watch bands. I feel like having most watch bands is good to have a big variety.
How many do you have?
10?
10? Oh, wow.
10 what?
Watch bands.
Oh, nice.
With my silver watch, Series 5. You guys are still wondering what watch I have. I love it. Well, Paige has got a truth.
I've got a truth for you guys all, and you can send in a voicemail in the description below. All right. What is the best dish your mum makes for dinner?
Or your dad, either or.
Or your dad,
yes.
Either. All right.
Do you have a dare too?
Oh, yeah, you want a dare? All right.
And you can send in a voice recording of the dare or of the video. Can you send in videos, Maddie?
No, just voice recordings.
Just voice recordings.
So you put in your voice recording for...
Just still trying to find one.
I'm trying to find one. You guys have to send in a voice recording of you pretending that you're a puppy for 20 seconds.
Okay, yeah, because 2 minutes will be too long. 20, no, 15 seconds, because otherwise it'll be
15 seconds.
15.
Okay.
And that's it?
Cool.
Yep.
Well,
Chloe.
Alright, so now we're going to tell you what the answers are to the quiz episode.
Yes, let's hope some people got them right.
So Chloe's going to read them out since she's the expert.
Yes, well, for question one of how much is the most expensive Apple Watch? The answer to that is $2,000.
Wow, that's expensive.
Like the most expensive one you can buy from the Apple Store. You can buy gold ones off like eBay and stuff, but if you want to go to the Apple Store and get one, you can pay $2,000. For the most expensive one? Well, no, it's starting at that. So, that's the ceramic one. If you want ceramic?
Is ceramic better?
They look really, really good. I want the ceramic one, but then they also shatter because they're ceramic. Uh-huh. But I really like the ceramic one. That's why I got the silver one, because it's the closest to the ceramic that they have.
Yeah.
Now, question two. Well, how many designs are there in? Are there for the Series 5 Apple Watch? The answer is 4, because there is stainless steel, aluminium.
Aluminium?
Yep. So stainless steel, aluminium. Oh my god, I can only have mine like...
Ceramic? Is there a ceramic one?
Yes, ceramic and titanium. They're the 4 different like watch finishes on the case that you can get. The aluminium one is the cheapest, and the ceramic one is the most expensive. Right.
Which one would you say looks the best?
Ceramic, and then probably aluminium.
Okay, is yours aluminium?
Yeah, mine's got, I've got the silver one.
Yeah.
But then it does come with the black and the gold, which are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Now, question three.
How often
do they release new watches?
Bands.
Yeah, new watch bands. I think it's pretty well every season. Sometimes they don't, or at the start of every season.
So summer, winter, autumn, spring.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they winter. Do. I'm not sure if they do it in autumn or winter, to be honest.
Okay.
But they do definitely do it in spring and summer, and also every Pride month. So every year they release a new Pride one, which is pretty cool. Now question four: can you use it as a walkie-talkie? Yes, you can use your Apple Watch as a walkie-talkie. All the new ones have the walkie-talkie app, like the Series 4s and 5s have the walkie-talkie app that come on there, so you can request walkie-talkie, but the only way you can do it is as long as somebody in your contacts has an Apple Watch, and then you can walkie-talkie.
It's so a beautiful feature. If you get Chicago in your...
I've already walkie-talkied her already. I did that the day I got my watch. Mm. I sent her a invitation to her watch.
And so you just speak into your watch.
Yeah, and you hold it down, you speak into it, let it go, so it's basically a walkie-talkie.
And it just comes out.
Yeah, it comes out the watch. Pretty cool.
Yeah. So if you're in the middle of like a meeting and it'll just go, hello!
Yeah, but probably not the best idea.
Can you turn it on silent?
Yeah, and you can turn your walkie-talkie on and off, so you can't get any invitations, or you can. Question five. What is the latest watch band? The Pride 2021, which came out this month or last month? I think it was last month, actually. Yeah.
Was it?
Yep, very recently, and I actually got it with my watch. And no, I'm not a lesbian. I'm not bi, not anything. I am not.
But it is okay. Yes.
I just liked the rainbow. That's why. Question six was, can you use your watch if you leave your phone at home? Like, can you get phone calls on it? And yes, you can. If you get the cellular watch, which is $150 more expensive than the normal ones, you can use your watch by itself pretty well as a phone. You can pay with it, you can get phone calls and all that stuff, and you can use it without your phone. But I don't have that because I didn't think there was any purpose. But you do need a phone plan if you get one.
Yeah. Can you use Apple Pay on your watch if it's not a cellular watch?
Yes, you can. Which I've done that already with my watch, and I've only not even had it for a week.
You just go up to cash registers.
Yep. I want my watch.
Yep, I did. Okay, question seven, which is, how do you tell the difference between a cellular and a GPS watch? Well, on the digital crown, so the little circle scroller that is... on the side of your Apple Watch, scrolls up and down. Mm-hmm. If there's a red circle around that means it's cellular. If it's just like, so for example, my silver watch, it's just a white circle because I've got the GPS version.
Yeah.
But on the series three, on the series ones, two, and threes, the whole digital crayon is red if it's similar, but mine isn't because it's
a GPS.
GPS and a series five. Question eight, last one. When is the Apple Watch series six coming out? Well, September the 9th, 2020, so the end of this year. Because every year they release a new phone and a new watch. And they're also going to release the iPhone 12, which they're going to have...
Is it an iPhone 12 next?
Yeah. With the Series 6 watch. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Yep. Series 6 is going to have sleep tracking on it, which they're obviously going to need to make the battery life longer because the Apple Watch batteries aren't very good. And... Yes, they're going to put sleep tracking on it. I think they might put a fingerprint scanner, like a thing, like Touch ID on the digital crown. But they're just rumours that have been around the internet.
Yep.
Yeah, they're all the answers.
All right, so
that's last all of thing the questions. Is going to be, why should you buy a watch? Because a lot of people are like, why should I buy one? I don't need one. I don't need a second phone on my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they're fantastic things. Yep. I can't really tell you the exact reasons why, because they're just so good. I think they look really good too, and I love the always on screen display on the Series 5.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do, they are a little bit pricey. That's why it took me so long to save up for one.
Yeah. How much?
$649 for the cheapest one you can get.
Yeah.
And there's so many different, like, options. There's a watch out there for everybody, and you design in the Apple Watch Studio to choose the band and the case and the size and everything you want with it. And you can choose whatever band you want for free, but you don't get the normal band. So I chose the rainbow one instead of the white one. I don't really tell you, like, you have to get this because of that. I just think they're fantastic things, and I recommend getting one. If you don't see you having a use for it or a purpose, then don't get one. But if you are really into them, maybe consider just saving up for one.
Not sponsored by Apple.
No, it's not. And I wish though. Still got the boxes of iPhone 11 and my Apple Watch in my bedroom. Watch them sometimes get tricked if there's actually one in there. But I think, wait, but I've already got one.
So, thank you so much for being on the episode, Chloe.
That's okay.
And I'm sure you'll come back another time and be on again.
And if I do, I think next time we're not going to introduce myself. You're going to introduce me.
Yeah.
And if you think I'm in that podcast and you recognise my voice, then
email us.
Email them.
And Chloe will give you a shout out
and
in the
say,
next episode.
Chloe was in that podcast. And then, since I'm famous, I will.
FactNorthPodcast@gmail.com.
I will next podcast say. Yep.
Then we'll
this
get her
person
in.
Said that
we'll get her in to say your name.
Yeah. You so thank you for listening, I guess.
Yeah.
For me ranting on Apple Watches.
Yeah.
Also, make sure you say your name in the email so that we know your name.
Yep. It does get boring me talking about Apple Watches. So if you're still here, well done. Congratulations. If you're still here.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.